Jai Baba, this is Ruzbe Bharucha speaking on how do we go beyond ego.
We need to understand there's a difference between who I am, who I perceive I am, who the world perceives I am. So who is the true self? Most of us don't even know who we are. 95% of the human race assumes who they are. We don't know who we are. Raman Maharishi spent his entire life saying, just ask one question, who am I? He said, the day you get the answer, you will get the answer of Brahmand. Okay? So, number one, when you know who you are, that is the time you can say, okay, you know what? You do not know me. But when I myself am all caught up in my own assumptions and presumptions of who I am, then I should allow everyone else also to have their own assumptions and presumptions. Ego starts, when you say ego, what is the meaning of ego? The meaning of ego, according to me, means operating from a certain belief of the self. When you say I, who is that I? Is Ruzbe Bharucha the I? Maybe in this lifetime, yes. But who is, if someone were to take, if I were to forget my name, if I were to forget my, you know, if I had no memory, what would I remember of my I? I wouldn't even remember my name. So where's that I gone? So number one, who is that I? Okay, ego means operating from self-centeredness. Actually, for me, that is the meaning of ego. It is not about who you really are. A very simple thing. If you are in a bad mood and someone tells you something, you might react to that person. If you are in a great mood and someone tells you the same thing, you might even have a laugh with that person. What the hell? Who are you? Are you the angry person? Are you the cool person? No. You are a person conditioned by your circumstances and your environment at that particular point. The day you stop operating from that point, you will have a graph which is like this. Then you can say, you know what, I'm operating from the I. Otherwise, we are operating from circumstances, from tiredness, from anger, what your spouse has told you, or a project which has not gone by. Which means you change according to a particular set moment. Also, 10 people tell you something, you laugh it out. The 11th person says the same thing. You say, how the hell did you tell me that? Why? That means what? Are you different for 10 people and different for that? You'll say you're a stranger. He or she may be a stranger, but you are the same. No? How can you have laughed out for 10 people and for the 11th person reacted? So who the hell are you? Who the hell am I? When I start operating from a state of centeredness, I will start behaving similar to everybody. That is the time you can say, you know what, I'm operating from the I. That is why all masters will say we have the big I and we have the small I. We are all operating from the small I. The big I, we don't have the time for that poor chap. We are so caught up in our own world that it is only the small I operating. So, reaction basically comes from a reflex. Ideally, if someone were to cut me, if I am in a state of centeredness, I will not react to that person. But if I am not in a state of centeredness, that person is going to cut me and I am going to react, even if it is for 2 minutes. Now remember, I am going to bleed irrespective of whether I am calm or not calm, because that guy has cut me. But my reaction is going to be when I'm not calm, more volatile. And my action when I'm not calm, at the most I'll say, you got nuts, what are you doing? But when I'm reacting, I might even pick up the knife and try and cut that person. So we are different individuals at different times. Still we don't sort ourselves out. We'll be a few hundred people operating few hundred different ways for the same thing. Someone cooks food for us, we are in a bad mood, we'll say, what lousy food is this? And the person will say, but boss, this is how I cook it. We say, yeah, it's horrible. Why? You are in a bad mood, so the food does not taste good. So you have reacted to the situation. So this, when you talk about the I, irrespective of whether you believe in God, don't believe in God, you believe in yourself, right? That you exist. Have you ever asked, who is this me? What makes me tick? What is my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my limitations? And do I operate from the primordial sense of bullshit that most of us operate from? You know, we think we are something else and the whole world thinks we are another person. Now, who's wrong? So the first thing would be, stop reacting even to your own self. When you come from a state of calmness, your actions, I might yet tell you, you know what, get the hell out of here. I might yet tell you that, but I've thought and told you. I will not feel guilt for that, because I have not let reaction or anger control me. I will think and say, no, I think you deserve this sentence, you know what. But reaction, I might say anything, and then the guilt comes. I always tell my child, you know, whenever there's an issue, I'll tell her, I am not sorry for what I said. I am sorry for the way I said it. When you don't react, you will not be sorry for the way you said it.